You said what?
If you were setting the table,
oh,
what would you give people to eat with?
A knife and a fork and a spoon.
Uh-huh. And say, at the table, you just need one knife, but at the kitchen, you might have
two.
Two what?
I didn't get that quite.
Well, you'd say in the kitchen you'd need more than one knife. You'd say you'd need several different.
Well, in the kitchen you'd have to have a butcher knife and then a case knife.
What's a case knife?
That's one you put on a table, which you eat with.
Mm-hmm.
And a butcher knife, what you cut, slice meat with.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had three people that were going to eat, you'd put out three forks and three spoons and three
plates.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have dessert. Some you'd have to put out dessert plate, a
mm-hmm.
bowl or something like that, little saucer.
And for them to cut their food with, you'd put out...
Well, cut it with.
Uh-huh. You'd give, put out several...
Well, you'd have to give them a knife.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
You'd have to hack that.
Uh-huh.
That's what they hack. You used to hear them hacking for a long ways. Tell who's got steak and who ain't. But
people...
now it's different.
Uh-huh.
They got a thing about it. Around where you buy it at, they mash it with a big some
mm-hmm.
holes in it.
Say if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to
wash them.
And after she washes them, to get the suds off, she...
You have to dry them,
well,
stack them.
To get the soap off, though, what does she do?
You have to rinse them.
And the cloth or the rag that you use when you're washing them, you call that the...
dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
That's a drying rag.
And to bathe your face with, you have a...
a bath towel, a bath rag.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you might pour it through a...
strainer.
Uh-huh. What about something that... that you'd use, it kind of looks kind of like that.
That's a, that would be a funnel, wouldn't it?
Okay. Did y'all have those?
Yeah, we had plenty of coal oil, vinegar, syrup, and everything.
Is there another name for syrup?
Huh?
Is there another name for syrup?
Name of the syrup.
Is there another name that people call syrup? Is there something else?
Some call lasses. That's what they niggas call them, lasses.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's all the same thing, lasses. Syrup. Now, I wouldn't call them this syrup you make out of sorghum, I wouldn't call them syrup. Them's what I'd call lasses.